Good morning, I'm Rashan Gidwani. It's Tuesday, the 29th of November, 2022. Asian equities, including Singapore shares, closed in the red on Monday after a weekend of protests across China over restrictive COVID curbs dampened market sentiment. Singapore's benchmark of 30 blue-chip stocks, the Straits Times Index, was down in early trading hours but picked up over the day. Still, the index was down 4.49 points, or 0.1%, to 3,240.06 points by the closing bell. Wall Street stocks finished decisively lower on Monday on worries about China's zero COVID policy and caution ahead of key U.S. economic data. Unhappiness over China's strict COVID-19 restrictions has sparked a wave of nationwide protests not seen since pro-democracy rallies in 1989 were crushed, and security forces have since filled the streets of cities like Beijing and Shanghai. TLW's success offer to take Singapore Medical Group private has turned unconditional. TLW Success is an investment vehicle owned by top Singapore Medical Group executives. The total shares TLW Success and its concert parties owned, controlled, or agreed to acquire, and the valid acceptances of the 0.40 Singapore dollars per share offer crossed the 90% threshold on Monday. Singapore Technologies Engineering strives to cut down on capital employed to help it lower its borrowing of 6.8 billion Singapore dollars, including a plan to reduce several hundreds of millions of dollars in capital employed in the coming months. LHN Group on Monday posted a 2.9% rise in net profit to 13.6 million Singapore dollars for the 6 months ended September 30th, despite a 6.9% fall in revenue. The group, which has businesses in space optimization, facilities management, and logistics, saw its revenue slip to 52.6 million Singapore dollars following lower demand in the dormitory management business. Crypto exchange FTX and its affiliated companies have filed for U.S. bankruptcy court protection. Most subsidiaries would resume ordinary course payment of salary and benefits to employees worldwide. Lawyers said FTX was run as a personal fiefdom of former CEO Sam Bankman-Fried. BlockFi filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection after the crypto lender was hurt by exposure to FTX. Shell will buy Nature Energy Biogas from hedge fund Davidson Kempner Capital Management for nearly $2 billion. The deal will make Shell the largest producer in Europe of what is known as renewable natural gas, or RNG. The acquisition will speed up the company's existing biogas business. Disney Chief Executive Officer Bob Iger said Monday during his first town hall since returning to the company that he won't remove its hiring freeze as he reassesses its cost structure. Iger kicked off the town hall by quoting a song from the musical Hamilton that says, "There is no more status quo, but the sun comes up and the world still spins," according to sources who heard the town hall and asked to remain anonymous because the event was private. U.S. crude turned positive and Brent paired losses on Monday after falling to close to their lowest levels in a year, as rumors of an OPEC Plus production cut offset concerns about street protests against strict COVID-19 curbs in China, the world's biggest crude importer. Price action was volatile. Elon Musk said that Apple has cut back its advertising on Twitter and even threatened to withhold the social network from its App Store, suggesting that a fight is brewing between the two companies. Apple has mostly stopped advertising on Twitter, Musk tweeted on Monday.